by the transcendental diary, page number 258, Prabhupada in Los Angeles. Radha Valla Prabhu came to Sri Srila Prabhupada in the afternoon to express concern about two groups of devotees, one of men and one of women, who meet against the objections of the temple authorities. They study the lives of gopis as published in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Radha Valla reported that their aspiration is to make this the mood of their future service. Rameswar and others have tried to stop the meetings, but with no success. The meetings are now going on in secret, with the devotees accusing the temple manager of not understanding higher devotional sentiments. Prabhupada was not at all happy to hear this. He immediately condemned it as sahajiya prakruta. He said that to study the dealings of advanced devotees while one is in condition is comparable to a young boy trying to understand sex life. It is not possible, and he will be ruined. The boy must wait until he reaches maturity. Then sex desire will arise automatically. So before studying the gopis' lives, we must be completely free from material desires. Otherwise there is a chance of becoming sahajiya, a cheap imitator. He said that beyond simply trying to serve Krishna and his pure devotees, there must be no cultivation of such desires at our stage of advancement. So I know a case like this in Kurukshetra, where a teacher and a devotee, and he was doing sadhana with us. And one time he happened to go to Vrindavan. He went to Radha Vallabh temple. They are called Radha Vallabh Sampradaya. They teach Gopi Prem, Gopi Bhakti. So this guy, he was doing all right when he was with us, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And he went to Vrindavan in the vacation for 15 days, and he associated with Radha Valla Sampradaya. And they told him some this kind of things. ISKCON, they simply they are sadhakas, nothing more. But we are Gopi Bhav, so it's a very higher realization. Then immediately they entangle him to take Diksha there. In ISKCON, we don't exploit people, give them Diksha and try to entangle them. And you also get entangled. If you make disciples without training them and educating them, they do nonsense and you will fall down. So a good Vaishnava, he doesn't care for disciples. He just try to train them up. And then when he sees them, that they understood the philosophy and they are controlled enough that they can keep their vows, not that today they say, I want diksha, tomorrow am leaving. So that means the guru will also fall down. Your disciple is going to go away and do nonsense. And all that will be shared with Guru. So Vaishnava Diksha, training. So Siksha Guru is more important than Diksha Guru. Diksha Guru will come and give Diksha and go away. After that, we have to take your headache, wherever you are staying. So both are important, but who is more important? Siksha Guru. So you have to serve him, you have to satisfy him, and you have to take instructions from him. So when people don't know, people want to gather disciples. They do all this kind of cheap gimmicks. Like Sakshi Gopal Prabhu, he doesn't care to do training. He takes diksha, he takes diksha. So he thinks now it will be right for him. Because he is now my godbrother. He has to do whatever I say. Sometimes innocent people they do, others they don't come to the temple anymore. Finish. So all this is bad. This is not the way. Just tell me. Even they want to take diksha. Wait, we want to know whether your emotions are steady or not, whether you are serious or not. Maybe you will find another phony guru, you may become attracted to him. So move on, go on, ditch your siksha guru and move on. I found a rasik sant. Now I am going to go with him. It's all these kind of things, without taking permission. And they also give you diksha. Generally, if you have taken siksha from some siksha guru, and you want to take diksha from another diksha guru, if you are mature enough to understand why and what, okay, sometimes it is all right. Like I was trained by Gopal Krishna Maharaj, but I went to Kirtanand Swami at my own risk. So, exceptionally, generally we follow the Siksha Guru, our relationship intact. So, however he guides us, or if you think you are too advanced and mature, then you will try to take his permission. All etiquettes are there. The people who are after money and followers, dhanam, janam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is na dhanam, na janam. But some gurus, dhanam, janam, they want. And they quickly want to give diksha. The Guru Vaishnava is not interested in such things. He wants to see people being good. And he'll be happy if they are mature and want to take another diksha. You have my blessings, please go. So he's not really after disciples. Well, when I die, my disciples don't die with me. So what is the use? So, the guru, whether it is siksha or diksha guru, he should not exploit the disciples. He should be their well-wisher. What is good for them to do? He should be guided accordingly. You know? Not that what is my gain, what is my advantage. So Vaishnavas don't deal with things like that. So generally if you are trained, suppose you are trained here, And you happen to meet some other sannyas, some other senior person. If they see that you are doing very well, they'll be able to give it. Oh, can I give you a diksha? If you are not educated properly, Maharaj was not giving it, but this Guruji is immediately saying, well, yes. I don't know if Maharaj will give or not. Let's take diksha here. But if you are educated in the science of Krishna consciousness, there is what is called gratitude. Gratitude. Vaishnavas are very grateful. They are very listen. Everything they want to follow Vaishnava etiquette. So if the other person is also mature, yeah, okay, you are very doing very nicely. Who is training you? Where did you learn this bhakti and all that? Then you encourage. Okay. You'll encourage. So you are getting training nicely. Please serve your Guru Maharaj nicely. Like Tamal Krishnamurti is a very senior person next to Prabhupada. And then Visakhapatnam devotees are getting training from me. He doesn't come to South. His preaching area is United States, Dallas, Texas. Radha Kalachand Ji. And he goes to Fiji Islands also, some places. Yeah. So, but that time, he was the guru, so the people, they took diksha, Visakhapatnam devotees. Then after that, I started going there, we met. In Bombay, they were working in merchant navy, and I was looking for preaching opportunities in Andhra Pradesh. So they invited me and we became friends and I was going. Things were happening. The group was growing in Visakhapatnam. And then when they went the next year, the Maharaj comes once in a year during GB's meetings time. To Vrindavan and then Mayapur, spent few days. Because Vrindavan is home for devotees. Every devotee would like to leave his body in Vrindavan. Either in Vrindavan or in the temple. The ISKCON temple is also Vrindavan. Sometimes ISKCON temples are better than Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, all sorts of things are going on. In ISKCON temple, that's why this Mahavishnu Goswami, there are two Mahavishnu Goswamis in ISKCON, American Mahavishnu and Gujarati Mahavishnu. Now Gujarati Mahavishnu Goswami is no more. Mother Nikan Ardhamathan is no more. Look at Ardhamathan. ఒకనాడు మీలాంటి శిష్యుడే గురుగా క్లాసెస్ అంటే ఏడుస్తున్నాడు. ఏడుస్తుంటే ఆయన ఓ నేను చెప్పే కథ వల్ల నాకు ఎంత ఆనందాస్తులు దాతున్నాను, నేను బాగా ఇంప్రెస్ చేసిన దానికి అడిగాడు క్లాస్ అయిన తర్వాత. వై యూఆర్ క్రైమ్ అంటే మీ గడ్డం చూసి నాకు మా మ్యాక్ గుర్తు వస్తుంది అందుకే అన్నాక చనిపోయింది. రసభాస్ సంథింగ్ హ్యాపీ సంథింగ్ దట్ ఉమెన్ హాస్ లాస్ అన్నెస్ వైష్ లాస్ సంథింగ్. సో మహావిష్ణు దర్శన గుజరాతీ ఈ రామ్ భక్త from childhood he was attached to Nasik, or the ISKCON temple also in Nasik, opened by Radhanath Swami's disciples. I was there for inauguration. And so Maharaj, he nurtured the idea of leaving his body or his final rites to take place in Nasik. So he becomes sick and he was almost like moving from death to birth, life, death, life, death. So they brought him to Bhaktivedanta Hospital. And then they treated him and he was a little better. He was very impressed with the hospital. The devotees reading Bhagavatam PM and everything is very Krishna hospital. So Maharaj became all right a little bit, and then he went back to Nasik and he was again sick. And he was taken to the doctors there. And the doctors were troubling him like anything. And then Maharaj got a good realization. He said, I don't mind dying in Bhaktivedanta Hospital. So I am able to remember Krishna. They were bringing Jagannath cart to my bedside daily. And devotees were always talking about Krishna, reminding me of the kirtan. So here I don't have any devotee association, not Krishna conscious atmosphere. So please take me back. Now I don't have any attachment to Nasik. I want to, maybe after my death you may bring me to bury in Nasik, my body. So he happily left his body, but Haribol, he left his body. So then he wanted to be buried in Prabhupada's property. But that he told sometimes, but because in the last death he said about Nasik, that maybe Maharaj likes to take his place in Nasik. So they did. But somehow, within a month, the body came out. Whatever. The body came out. Somebody was trying to, nowadays people dig out the body to sell it to medical college. The skeleton is purchased. In medical college, some people, they want to utilize their body after death also. So soon after death, you take my eyes due to the eye bank. Take off my, after my death, immediately you separate my kidneys and give it to kidney bank. And you give my body to medical college for their cheap fund, for their studies. They do like that. Lot of people, they think they are doing a great thing, donating their body also, dead body also, for some prajna seva, public service. Anyway, the point is, why did I mention Mahavishnu Goswami? What was the contest? Actually, what was the contest to stop them? Right. Correct. So, Vatakam Tamal Krishna Maharaj, then we went on to that. So these guys, they went to meet Tamal Krishna Maharaj, who was coming yearly to Vrindavan. They all go stay in Vrindavan, Dhamvas, and also along with the Guru Maharaj. So Maharaj said, they are all looking enthusiastic and happy. So you have been all right. Yes. Sukadev Maharaj is coming to Visakhapatnam. We are attending programs and he stays with us. And the Krishna Katha things. ऊपर गिरेगा और ये मेरे ऊपर गिरेगा, मुझे भी नींद आ रहा है आपको देख के करेगा. सो महाराज सेड यस यस यू शुड नॉट सी एनी डिस्टिंक्शन बिटवीन दीक्षा गुरु एंड शिक्षा गुरु. एक्चुअली यू शुड सर्व हिम like you serve me. If you are satisfied, if Maharaj is satisfied, you understand that I am also satisfied. You do service like that, like Radhana sir also told you. That is, what can you do? You do offenses, you neglect your Siksha Guru, and then say, my Guru Maharaj, what is that? So did your Guru Maharaj say like that to do? Wherever you are, you should nicely adjust. And if some of things are not appealing, then you keep a respectful distance. Don't criticize, don't compare. He is like this and he is like, don't compare. So everybody is doing whatever the realization they have. So whenever you think some Vaishnava's association is not up to the mark to inspire you, then don't criticize, don't gossip, just leave it there. Irrespectful distance, irrespectful, keep a little distance. Only associate as much as necessary. Suppose I see in the temple, immediately I give a receipt, please. Collect at least 50,000 rupees. Okay. What is this going on here? So the point is, he told, next year when you come, I want to meet Sukadev Maharaj, you bring him also here. So, next time they told, Maharaj, why don't you also come? Kamal Krishna wants to see you. Wow, I said, that is great. I'm getting a Maharaj himself. This is Krishna's. Just like, I don't go to Vrindavan on my own. Somehow Radharani calls me. I go. Like, I don't have a program to go to Vrindavan. But these people, Sant Mataji and Brahmasama, they are very anxious to go. Said, Maharaji, please come. So this is the way. You don't want to go to Vrindavan, leaving aside your service and all that. You are anxious to visit Vrindavan. It is not bad that you want to visit Vrindavan, but with permission. Vrindavan is not a place where you go and sleep like this. You go to Vrindavan, nobody to tell you anything. Manvardhi, do or don't do. But you go to Vrindavan to reduce your eating and sleeping. You go to Vrindavan to increase your bhajan. Not that you just go and gossip and walk around. I have seen Vrindavan. If you really see Vrindavan, you will not come back. You become a madhukari there. You don't care anything there. You want to do bhajan in Vrindavan. Whatever food comes on its own. I only want to eat, but business are giving on the bath. I don't feel like that. Whatever Radharani is giving you, just take it. Don't demand. My dear Bidibasis, you give me hot rotis. My dear, don't take seva from them. Whatever they give, happily. Don't become troublesome to them. You are supposed to serve the Bidibasis. So, and I stayed with Kamal Mishra Maharaj. And it's not that I want to boast, because we are Indians. Maharaj, he liked Prabhupada, so he also liked me. Yeah. So there is some, he's very, he doesn't exaggerate about himself, he doesn't talk about himself. He doesn't want to just talk, trying to show that he knows the philosophy and like that. So immediately, when I left, Maharaj told them, you should become guru. Sridhasa, you should become guru. And you don't bring new people to me. You go to him. Next year you remind me, but Maharaj left his body before that. Next year you remind me, I'll put it in the GBC meeting. That I will recommend it. If Maharaj recommends, no discussion. No discussion because he's so senior. But before that, Maharaj left his body. It's on record in the cassette. That he is a senior person. Whatever Maharaj is speaking, it's all on record. And that year when he gave Diksha, he already started, he gave one disciple and devotee. Your name is Sukadeva Das. You understand why your name is Sukadeva Das? You go back and serve Sukadeva Swami. I am giving your name Sukadeva Das. Did you meet him here? Yeah? Did you meet a disciple and devotee by name Sukadeva Das? Maybe not. Because he came for the Vyatra. He is an enthusiastic singer. He wants to sing. He likes to decorate. He doesn't want to complain. Although he has many problems, he does LIC insurance agent, LIC agent. And the point here, Prabhupada before studying Gopi's life, you must be completely free from material desires. Otherwise, there is every chance of becoming Sahaji, a cheap imitator. He said that beyond simply trying to serve Krishna and a pure devotee, there must be no cultivation of such desires at our stage of advancement. So we are talking about Kurukshetra example. You are not reminding me. Just to make it less, you know, teachers and put together. So this man, he went to Vrindavan for 15 days to Radha Vallabh temple. They were Sampradaya. And they made him hear all this kind of things. Now our mantra is Gopi mantra, not just some general mantra. Om Klim Gopi Janavallabhaya Namaha, that kind of mantra, something like that. Yeah, Radhika Dhyaya, Klim Radhika Dhyaya Namaha, some mantra. That word. And then this guy, yeah, I heard from Sukadeva Maharaj, he said, Gopi Bhakti is highest. Now, I'm meeting you. I want Diksha immediately. And he took Diksha. And they told him, now, You don't say anything other than Raja Raja. Only Raja Sinan, because that is Gopi Bhav. And then he can dress like a Gopi. He's a man. Now you dress yourself, put lipstick, and put all nail polish, and then put a sari, and put something here. Make yourself look like a woman. And then you try to walk like that also. Like that. Woman's walking is different from men's walking. By God's arrangement to attract men. So you walk like that. And we were doing our morning program. It was time like this. And we said, Payal ka awaz, Churiyan ka awaz. The tinkling ankle bells and jingling bangles. Ching, 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 ching. Who is this woman coming here? This is our teacher. What happened to him? Who is Hare Krishna? He said, Hare Krishna. What happened? I took Diksha in great Radha Vallabha Sampradaya, which gives Radha Prema. I took mantra. The Goswamiji initiated me immediately. I thought because the program was going on. And we were all right, we said. We were into Hare Krishna Kirtan. And we said, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. And he was saying Hare Krishna mantra, not Hare Ram. He was saying Hare Krishna. Why is he not saying full mantra? Other devotees, they are not, because our ears are sharp. This guy is saying Hare Krishna, but not Hare Ram. I said, why you are not saying? No, we cannot say Hare Ram now. Why you are not saying Hare Krishna? So, after the kirtan is over, I said, so from today, you will only say Hare Ram, Radhe Radhe. So you will not go to teacher's job anymore. There you have to talk all nonsense, subjects and all that. That he has no answer. So that is called Sahajiya. He doesn't understand. Outside you have to talk with your wife. If he is Radhe Radhe, he should not call somebody as his wife anymore. Because he himself is a gopi. What is his wife? He's a married man. All confusion. I asked him, I confused him thoroughly. So now you are a gopi yourself. What about your wife? I don't know what to say. Whether to say she is my wife or not. He is confused. What about your children? Because gopis don't care for children. Because they are after Krishna. And Krishna's flute song is there. If gopi is breastfeeding a child, go. If you are cooking, then Krishna's flute sound is heard. You don't know. If you are in the bathroom, and Gopi, Krishna's flute is heard. You don't know that you have to dress and all that. You just go. It is Gopi, you know. It is Gopi. They don't know anything. If Krishna's flute is heard, they forget everything. No external things. So you become very confused what to do. Because if you are a gopi, you should not remember your house. Your gopis don't have houses. They just go to creepers and they go to the trees. Embracing, where are you, Krishna? Where are you, Krishna? But this guy has to go to his home. And you want to attend his school with this class. And they said, you resign your job, Baba. You have gone crazy. You cannot attend. You want to sit with lady teachers or you want to sit with Prabhu teachers? They asked him. He said, no, I can sit with lady teachers. Get out of here. He said, I want to sit with lady teachers. But lady teachers, they don't want to sit with this guy. He said, what nonsense. How can he sit with us? And he wants to talk like a lady. You want to imitate like Revati's throat. The ladies have their own throat. We cannot imitate. Like you try to imitate.
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
How long you can say? How long you can say? Suddenly, your male voice will come out and everybody will be scared. What is this guy doing here? So that's why Prabhupada is saying, cheap imitator. So, Eugene, the ex-priest, came to the garden again this afternoon. But this time his head was shaved and he was wearing a dhoti. He had moved into the Brahmachari ashram. Prabhupada was very happy to see him and told him to study the books very carefully. See what Prabhupada is saying? There is a Christian father who was associating with devotees. Devotees did not tell him. Devotees did not tell devotees because devotees telling him, please chant, you read books, and you do service. But he himself wanted to become a devotee. That is the natural. Not that in the heart it is not there. Outside you make a show, not natural. So Prabhupada, you can, Prabhupada is happy. In American culture, he was not ashamed to shave his head, wear dhoti. Unless he was convinced, how can he do that? So he moved into the Brahmachari ashram. Prabhupada was very happy to see him and told him to study the books carefully. He advised him to associate with Sarasarup Maharaj. He recently acquired a vehicle for preaching Detroit, Chicago zone. Jagannath Das, the BBT Sanskrit editor, has just returned from Vrindavan. This afternoon he reported to Srila Prabhupada. Just a week ago, Prabhupada received news that Jagannath and Nitai Das were no longer working on his books. Jagannath informed Prabhupada, Nitai is now the head pujari in Vrindavan. Jagannath had a question. He wanted to know whether Siddha Pranali was bona fide, although this is a very elevated form of spiritual practice. There is a concocted initiation rite going on under the same name being given by bogus sadhus and babaji in Vrindavan area, Siddha Pranali. In it, a person is told that his name and original spiritual form in Goloka Vrindavan. He initiates and practice being a gopi, a peacock. My God, if you want to live like a peacock, see how you have to act. You have to go on like that peacock. You do all that. The initiate then has to practice being a gopi, a peacock, while still remaining habituated to all material impulses. Material impulses mean sex desire, hatred, material hankering. I mean, you want to be a peacock. How is that? Thus, the ritual is a mockery of authentic process or verse. Prabhupada's anger flared up at the very mention of Siddha Pranali. He demanded to know why Jagannath and Nitai had been associated with nonsense Babajis who proclaim such things. Their Siddha Daya, he said, smoking ganja and bidis, keeping three or four women. And our men are becoming polluted by such things. This is very dangerous. Jagannath appeared shaken by Srila Prabhupada's very strong response. He agreed not to associate with such persons again. In the evening, Jai Sachinandan Das, who had translated Prabhupada's Bengali poem, Markena Bhagavatam sang it for him in the darshan room. He played the harmonium and we accompanied him with kartal and mridanga while Prabhupada listened. Jai Sachinandan sings just like a Bengali kirtaneer, very melodiously, with all right accents. Prabhupada liked his rendition, but declined to sing himself, preferring to hear his disciple. He was pleased to hear that Jai Sachinandan has learned Bengali and requested him to start a Bengali BTG with Jagannath Das. We stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki.